Thank you, Chair. So once again, I want to emphasize that we are two rapporteurs, co-rapporteurs of this report with Catherine van der Henning. I will speak briefly about how grateful we are to the Council for giving us this mandate and to work on a topic that is, again, interdisciplinary, cross-sectoral, that has political, business, individual dimensions. What we want to do with this report is basically to found it on the text of the resolution. And so we understand disinformation as deliberate creation and dissemination of false or manipulated information intended to deceive and mislead audiences, either to cause harm or for personal, political, or financial gain. Disinformation can be designed and spread so as to mislead and to violate and abuse human rights, including privacy and the freedom of individuals to seek, receive, and impart information, including in times of emergency, crisis, and armed conflict, when such information is vital. But at the same time, condemning and countering disinformation should not be used as a pretext to restrict the enjoyment and realization of human rights or to justify censorship, including through vague and overly broad laws criminalizing disinformation. What is mentioned in the resolution and that we take note of is that disinformation campaigns can be used to vilify individuals and groups. It is a threat to democracy that can suppress political engagement. The rapid evolution of generative artificial intelligence technologies could increase the speed and scale of information manipulation and the dissemination of disinformation and misinformation. And finally, that online disinformation campaigns, particularly based on non-consensual intimate content and synthetic media, and increasingly being used to deter women and girls from participating in the public sphere, and that women journalists, women politicians, women and girl human rights defenders and advocates for women's rights and gender equality are particularly targeted. We also note the mention of digital divides, including the gender digital divide. So we will try to do a balancing act between a seeming clash of rights, the right to freedom of opinion and expression on the one hand, and the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information on the other. We also take note of the mention of freedom, independent, plural, and diverse media in the resolution. So in essence, what we will try to do and what we see for now as maybe two parts of this report, but of course, we have only just started talking in the drafting group about what should be in the report, and based on our discussion here today with the experts and special rapporteurs, the states and NGOs, we will adjust it so that it reflects a consensual approach. But we wanted, first of all, to take stock of what has happened in the documents of the, resolutions of General Assembly and the Human Rights Council. These are many resolutions of 2020, 2021, and 22. The report of the Secretary General on countering disinformation for the promotion and protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The reports, several reports of the special rapporteur on freedom of expression, and also new developments that are out there, such as the Pact for the Future and the Global Digital Compact, that both talk about disinformation. But additionally to that, we also wanted to include a section that is about specific kind of disinformation, a sort of auto-thematical disinformation, that is, disinformation about human rights, that is, about the concept of human rights, the concept of multilateralism and international cooperation, this disinformation against groups that work for human rights and to defend human rights. So these are specific professions, such as journalists, but these are also human rights defenders, individuals. And here, two thematical sort of disinformation campaigns should be mentioned. A disinformation campaign against climate change and disinformation campaign in the domain of public health. That is why we are here today, also because of the COVID pandemic and the disinformation that spread about vaccines and because of the pandemic. So this is the idea, the initial idea, and in the drafting group that we have been discussing. I am sorry if I have taken too long, but just wanted to put it out there in case anyone wanted to comment about these initial ideas. Thank you again for giving us the mandate. We will do our best to do it as best as we can.